Order, order.
Budget day on Thursday, highlight of the week and indeed the big event of the parliamentary year, as the Speaker, Lockwood Smith, acknowledged when dealing with a noise complaint from the ACT Party's John Boscawen during the budget debate.
At this end of the House, we can't hear the Prime Minister, and I think we're entitled to be able to hear what he's saying.
Order.
The Speaker told Mr. Boscawen his side of the House had been just as noisy during the opposition leader's speech.
I think members have got to appreciate that this is a debate that is robust because it's about the very heart of government.
And it was two government decisions that provoked the most reaction to Bill English's first budget.
The government has reviewed all its substantial cash commitments and decided to suspend automatic contributions to the New Zealand Superannuation Fund. The government has decided to defer the second and third tranches of the planned tax cuts in 2010 and 2011 until economic conditions improve.
The suspension of super contributions for 10 years prompted opposition leader Phil Goff to accuse the government of writing the budget to please international credit agencies.
This is a budget designed to placate and grovel to Standard & Poor's. This is a budget that was given in an unprecedented way to a group of overseas people, of foreigners who work for Standard & Poor's 3 or 4 days before any New Zealander got to know what was in it.
Opposition leader Phil Goff, who led off the budget debate in traditional fashion.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the words after that be omitted and the following be inserted. This House has no confidence in the National Government, led by John Key, because the 2009 budget fails to provide an effective plan to address the growing number of jobs lost and the increasing numbers of New Zealanders worried about losing their livelihoods and their homes.
The debate was interrupted after about an hour and a half when the government took urgency to reverse the tax cut legislation it had passed under urgency last December, to the amusement of Labour's Chris Hipkins.
Go back and read the Hansard. I've got it here in front of me. The National Party used the world financial crisis as the justification for its tax cuts in the first place when they passed them on the 8th of December back last year, only 5 months ago. And yet suddenly here we are back under urgency, repealing them again. And yet though their arguments have gone completely full circle. They're now saying that the world financial crisis is the reason for not delivering tax cuts.
But National's Hekia Parata responded to Chris Hipkins by saying it required strength of character to make tough decisions.
It takes courage, it takes leadership, it takes fortitude, it takes realism to know that the mix of requirements at this time have to be different to meet what confronts us now. We do not blindly fling ourselves at the wall of ideology like our opponents do. We take the measure of what is required for this country, and we are prepared to take the hard decisions.
National's Hekia Parata in the debate on reversing National's tax cut program. That resumed at 9 on Friday morning and continued under urgency until just before midday. The budget debate, which goes for 14 hours, will resume on Tuesday after question time and after a debate on a report from the Privileges Committee, starting with a complaint that ACT MP Heather Roy had named an individual in defiance of a court suppression order. The committee's come back with proposals for an overhaul of the rules and conventions relating to the special privilege of freedom of speech that MPs have in the House. Finally, this week, an historic moment on Wednesday, when Labour's Trevor Mallard became the first MP in this Parliament to be thrown out of the chamber, after exhausting the Speaker's patience in an argument that began with this question to Education Minister Anne Tolley.
In light of her comments on the importance of literacy and the importance of academies, how does she spell academies?
But Trevor Mallard took umbrage when the Minister blamed him for any low standards in education.
And I just want to tell the House that
The Member will not tell the House if he is questioning, and he'll take his seat.
I'm questioning your ruling.
The Member will resume his seat right now.
He tells lies all the time.
The Member will leave the chamber. The Member will leave the chamber for the rest of the day. And I make it very clear, the Member will be out of the House for the remainder of this sitting day.
Labor's Trevor Mallard taking an early bath on Wednesday. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program was brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.